Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 18th, 2017. And we're just 2 days from the equinox, which is spring equinox here in the northern hemisphere and the autumnal equinox down under. So I thought I'd give a big picture overview as the sun goes into Aries and the global weather heats up with cardinal fire at this extraordinary time on Earth. So this is my equinox show, you might say, and I'll have more information up, episode information, with this show. Those who wanted to come back and get more information and reference it later, I'll have that up Monday. Those who are listening live are getting a preview of the article, extensive article, information, links, videos that I will have with that episode information. Here, if you're tuning in later rather than getting it live. So I thought I'd give a little bit of orientation to what's going on with the astrology, psychology, the energetics, behind the scenes, you might say, of a world right now that's in amazing chaos as far as many people are concerned. Of course, there's divine order behind the scenes. There's the order of the universe that is coming through in this 3D octave with all kinds of interference patterns, you might say, with what's going on politically, socially, economically. A lot of dynamic stuff is happening so fast these days. Many people are overwhelmed. A lot of people I know are doing media fasts because the mainstream media has just gone freaking bonkers. Anyway, I thought I'd reference for those who are energetically oriented, energy oriented, astrology oriented, quantum field oriented. I had this guy, Kai Pacha, from New Paradigm Astrology on a few years ago on Cosmic Love. And Kai Pacha of New Paradigm Astrology, that's how you can find his website. This guy has an extraordinary understanding and metaphoric mastery, a way of talking about astrology that makes the complex simple. And he's been talking a lot in his weekly videos that he does. He kind of gives the astrology of the week to get an understanding of the small cycles, the immediate cycles, what's going on, day to day during the week, but more specifically, the larger cycles that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. And he has a very practical way of referencing what's going on with an understanding of modern psychology, Jung myth metaphor, exquisite metaphors for understanding something that's rather abstract. But for those who understand and appreciate how quantum science has validated the existence of subtle cosmic forces that affect our psychology through astrology, I highly recommend Kai Pacha's weekly videos. Again, for a simple yet profound introduction to astrology of the week, month, year, and larger cycles that are manifesting, that he explains in ways that you don't have to have an advanced understanding of astrology or even an intermediate understanding of astrology. He has a way of explaining it and how it affects relationships, personal relationships, how we're all affected by these cycles, how each of us are triggered in different ways with our unique astrology, each to their own astrology, psychology, and he goes into it in a way that you can learn astrology and learn what's going on in the field, the quantum field, with deep space energies as they're stepped down through planetary transformers, transducers that step down this energy into the Earth holodeck between our ears and the earth grids as a whole. You know, Edgar Cayce said in one of his readings that it would be well if we studied our astrology. Of course, he also said that no influence of any nature, astrological, hereditary, or environmental, surpasses the power of will. You know, the birthright of each soul, it's free will. And he said, let it be understood that no action of any planet or any of the phases, the sun, moon, or any of the heavenly bodies, surpasses the rule of man's individual willpower. So, in other words, astrology is just a tool for self-mastery, to know in advance what the cosmic weather of the day is, or the month, or the week, or year, what's going on, just as you would check the weather channel as a tool to know what the local weather is. And if you think about it, the quantum field science behind astrology is like the quantum field science behind homeopathy and acupuncture, which have been proven to work on the energy body long before modern science had the tools to understand why or how. And I have a very good training, understanding of homeopathy going back to about 30 years ago, and my family doctor for my four children was the former president of the National Center of Homeopathy in Washington, D.C., who had retired to near Troy, Ohio. And this Dr. Massiman Panos was a famous homeopath herself, had written a book, Homeopathy in the Home, How to Raise Your Children with Homeopathic Remedies, with homeopathic home kits that we had. And it was amazing to see how quickly the vital force of the children responds with homeopathic remedies, so you don't have to give them drugs. And my children got homeopathic vaccines so they could go to public schools where there's nothing toxic in homeopathic vaccines. And, of course, she was a medical doctor herself, and Dr. Panos. And it was an understanding that went deep with me into different aspects of homeopathy, the history of it, and how huge it was in India. Much bigger than Europe in many ways, and how many astrologers used homeopathy because there's a law of correspondence energetically with homeopathy and astrology. And it was a very advanced science. Here about 80 years ago, there was massive books that were published in the English press regarding the research and studies with homeopathy as relates to astrology. And, of course, acupuncture goes back thousands of years, you know, to the ancient Chinese who understood, again, the practical applications of working with the energetics of the body, the energy body, long before Western science had, you know, with electroacupuncture, according to Vohl and other systems, had, and galvanic skin response, had ways of testing and understanding what was going on with the acupuncture meridians of the body. So these sciences are all coming out in the open, and many other sciences, like all knowledge, is being unveiled at this time, as the, so to speak, veil is thinning. And that brings us to the equinox and global transformation in a cataclytic way that's happening with this cardinal fire as the sun goes into Aries, and the deep space energies of Aries triggers different planets that are in the sign of Aries, stepping down energies. For example, today, as I give the show, of Mercury conjunct Venus in Aries, and which is a stimulation of the mental body. Mercury is related to Venus. The conjunction in Aries brings cardinal fire to the energies of Venus, and the energies of Venus with harmony and beauty and divine order. And this is Venus that's retrograde right now, which means it's like a review process. Energetically, it has a way. I talked to someone this morning who was having dreams, talking about their dreams last night. And again, this is dreams are quite often the subconscious speaking to the conscious. And in this case, the dreams was about relationships and previous relationships and all kinds of relationships, going back with family and friends, and just dream after dream after dream last night. Well, this is a classic example of Venus retrograde with Mercury, the mental bodies, being stimulated in Aries. And so there's this understanding of in the collective consciousness in the field, these energies are trigger consciousness in different ways with different people. The example I just gave was someone I'm very close to and know very well, and she was just wondering, you know, what was going on, and I referenced this this conjunction that's going on right now with Venus conjunct Venus in Aries. Now, I could go much more into the astrology today, next week, whatever. I'm not going to. I'm going to go get into the general understanding of these energetics as they're manifesting in our world right now. Global transformation is a huge issue, and it's happening so fast. Understanding it, discussing it, becoming conscious of different aspects of what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. This is an amazing time. So I've done this piece, article. Those who are listening to this live can go to heartcom.org, and the reference on that page is to the HeartCom Network, which is the archive of recent articles. I just published this one and just put it up for the Equinox, and this is regarding global transformation. If you scroll down at the HeartCom Network to the archive page, that'll be right up at the top. And those who are listening in the future, you know, with the episode information that'll be up Monday, this link will be there with more information about the show that I'm going into today. You might say it's a reading or an overview of the article, which has a lot of links. It has embedded videos, and it has kind of an orientation to what's been going on since the first of the year. And this, again, a good time at the equinox, and especially with retrograde Venus and retrograde Jupiter's retrograde also, to look back at the big picture, what's been happening in your life and the, you know, planetary civilization since the first of the year. So as far as global transformation, to personalize that a little bit, I have a quote from Lao Tzu. This goes back, 2,000 years? And the quote is, "If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is dark and negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have is to give, is that of your own self-transformation." So global transformation begins at home, you might say, you know, between your ears, you know, or in your heart. That's kind of the keynote I wanted to begin this with. And this is, you might say, an ongoing article series called, you know, 2017 Big Shift is what I'm referencing. Articles, 14 articles that I've written since the first of the year. And that link is there, the 2017 Big Shift, a 14-chapter ebook with many videos since the first of the year. So I'm doing kind of an update overview since the first of the year for the spring equinox, March 20th, 2017. And this is what we're looking at now for the 2017 shift in process. So ready or not, we're in a big transition. Rapid change brings a new condition. And to ride the wave, focus with intention. And great love initiates global ascension. It's kind of the little mini overview koan or whatever that I wanted to kind of keynote as I go into all this, and I'm provided right at the top an excerpt, kind of a keynote excerpt from a video and information below. And in that excerpt, I referenced that the March equinox 2017 marks the very crux of this big shift that I've been talking about since the first of the year, with evidence for all to see, hear, feel, and experience. Even those sleeping soundly in the third dimensional state will be touched by this. And one may call this ascension, one may call this mass enlightenment, one may call this the event, or the end of days, or the purge, or the harvest, or graduation, fourth density shift, fifth dimension, new earth, new world, new timeline, utopia, nirvana, golden age, free world, or going galactic. Whatever label you give to this time, they all fit. We would say to you, the time is now. Now, this is kind of a cosmic perspective I'm going into. It's a big picture of global change, dramatic, huge, massive global changes that are going on in the collective consciousness, the global mind, and individually. We're all affected with these energies, some more than others, and the full spectrum of varieties of human conscious evolution. So we are now in the process of remembering the lost codes of our divine cosmic destiny. Now, this is a preface orientation I'm giving at the beginning of this reading, which is kind of a compilation of highlights and keynotes since the first of the year that are referencing what's going on in an archetypal way in the collective consciousness of humanity as far as patterns that are manifesting, patterns of evolution, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say. And one of the keynotes I reference, you know, as far as a meditation or a mediation of the field, you know, mentally is you know, these concepts of look to see, know to be, geometric ordered divinity, the language of the angels of love, the heart of the law, the angles of God. Again, the language of the angels, the law of the angles. There are first principles. The order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe, that are, you might say, the key to the codes, the cosmic codes that are being unveiled. And these are universal principles. They're referenced in ancient and modern maps of consciousness, from astrology to Jungian psychology, to alchemy and numerous other maps of consciousness in governmental constitutions, religious ritual structures. These are universal archetypes. These are universal principles and processes. So all the crisis we see in the world is a crisis of scarcity consciousness, the lack of abundant conscience, caused by the scarcity economics, the oxymoronic value of scarcity that inverts, subverts, and perverts currency as abundant conscience. The currency of conscience is really what we're looking at as far as the evolution of the next economy, the valuation of conscience, the processes of consciousness. Consciousness, the learning process, the creative process, co-creation consciousness, unity consciousness. Again, these are terms that people that are working with light workers, cultural creatives, it's all about conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. Again, this is the unveiling that's going on. So, as the ascended, so to speak, ascended Master Forrest Gumption would say, ascension is what ascension does. We all know prior embodiment of Forrest Gump who said stupid is what stupid does. So what would the ascended Forrest Gumption say? Ascension is what ascension does. And likewise, honor is what conscience does. And love is what heartware does. Now, heartware is something I'm going to be going into. Previous shows I've gone into a lot. My blog references this concept of heartware as the next phase of the computer internet revolution. I'll be going into that more, but I'm referencing, you know, the concept of divine order, cosmic order, universal order, universal law, common law, this love model, and this concept of heartware as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. And those who have, you know, followed my writings and my shows, when I talk about this, you have some commeasurement of what I'm talking about. And for those who are new, the episode information that I'll have up or in the article that's up now at Heartcom Network has links that goes into more information than you probably want that explains how this works, how these concepts of objectifying the conscious evolution process with the language of consciousness itself, what that looks like and how that works. So when someone who is honestly asleep awakens with conscious awareness of how they are conscious by utilizing the language of consciousness, the light language that is defined by heartware, concept of light language as the perceptual process, the learning process, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, light language. Now, what's going on in the hemispheres from the upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, foresight, hindsight, as a function of the light of consciousness in the cosmic cube between your ear, you might say, you know, in three dimensions. Again, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you might say. The analogies of light language is the brightness scale from upper brain to lower brain, you know, from crown chakra to the reptilian brain and the lower part of the brain. To that's like the brightness scale. It's the white light, you might say, hits the prism of human consciousness that refracts into all the colors, the rainbow, from left brain to right brain. Then you've got the blue to ultraviolet to the infrared, the blue to the red. It's like the spectrum from Spock, you know, like in Star Trek, Spock on the one end of the spectrum and Scotty, you know, fiery emotional Scotty on the other end of the spectrum. And Captain Kirk right in the middle, you know, where the brightest of all colors, yellow and green, the healing ray, are right balanced angstrom units right in the middle of the spectrum. So there's a spectrum there, and we always hear about full-spectrum autism, but we never hear about full-spectrum enlightened conscience and what that would look like as far as, excuse me, as far as more light, more of an enlightened full-spectrum awareness that comes from consciousness of how we are conscious, the language of consciousness, light language. So there's links that go into that more. Again, those who've listened to me talk about this before should have a good grasp of what I'm talking about, that this basically is the language of consciousness. That's a universal language, just as light is a universal language, and there are different energies with the different parts of the spectrum of light. So, a new currency of conscience is emerging to define, refine, and shine our new net reality as the family of mankind in our global village. You know, we now have instant everywhere interactive communications worldwide. Time and space have been eliminated. We're living, you know, as in a virtually a global village, and with so much good in the worst of us and so much bad in the best of us, it just doesn't pay for any of us to think poorly of the rest of us. And that might have been a little bit off the track of a good segue, but let me repeat that. With so much good in the worst of us and so much bad in the best of us, it just doesn't pay for any of us to think poorly of the rest of us. Which comes back to this understanding of the global mind and collective conscience. And there are operant principles whereby we ascend with more enlightened intelligence, easier and faster, you might say. So if we're to be honest about the global situation, honesty is the prerequisite for self-correction integrity as a learning process, a self-fulfilling prophecy, you might say, that empowers self-elevation as salvation, you might say, with a healthy, holistic, or otherwise holy whole as culture's conscience with common sense. So consider the first principles involved, and I've got two articles, again, since the first of the year, that reference some of these first principles that are the operant principles, you might say, of the constitution of conscience. The currency of conscience, there are rules. You might say the universe has rules whereby more light manifests easier and faster. The enlightenment process, an ascension process, conscious evolution process, processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative co-creation process. There's two articles I'm providing, again, on that link page. You can get it at the HeartCom Network or in the episode information show notes. Seven characteristics of mass ascension is one of them, and nine signs of ascending times. Now, those two articles have numerous embedded videos, links to enlightened people like Greg Braden and others who are talking about, explaining, referencing what's going on in the collective conscience of humanity as an enlightened, as a general enlightenment or mass ascension, and what that looks like. You know, for nine signs of ascending times. What's going on? That's a clear indication in a very positive, upward mobile way. We get, you turn on the mainstream news and it's just fraught with fear. You know, it's like the deep state's time is short, wrath is great, they're trying to make everyone as miserable as they are. I mean, there was an article, it's so crazy, there was an article in the New Yorker this last week, it's on the internet, that says there is no deep state. I mean, they're the New Yorker, the New York Times, they're the author of the deep state. They're the source of the deep state, going back to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, where, the capitalists in New York City financed the Bolshevik Revolution, then all these Zionist Jews from New York City went and ran the Bolshevik Revolution and the Comintern, where they set up a government under Lenin, and they were all Zionist Jews who murdered 50 to 60 million Orthodox Christians. Of course, you never see that in the media. You never hear about that. But those who know the history of it is it was like the greatest mass murder in modern history. And, of course, the reason we don't hear about that is, like, who owns the media? Who owns the Federal Reserve banking system? And the story behind that. Now, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole to the dark side. I'm going to be keeping this positive. But the point is, we're at a critical mass awakening right now to how bad things are, have been with the deep state, and how things could be with draining the swamp, cleaning out the Pizzagate and corruption, inversion, subversion, perversion of humanity through Hollywood and messages that are relative good and evil to the point where there's no standing up for what's right and holy and good, because you might be considered a conspiracy theorist for challenging what's wrong and evil and bad. And so this is a huge dynamic going on now. And the father of modern psychology, you know, Carl Jung, said that no tree, it is said, can grow to heaven unless its roots grow down to hell. Now, that's, again, a metaphor for superconscious and subconscious being integrated in the conscience, in one's conscience. And the reading I'm going into, the compendium today, goes in deep into the dirt, you know, the root, you know, striking the root, you know, the dirt of core global problems, plus, most importantly, solutions that make those problems obsolete, solutions that will upgrade global telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, basically social conscience and global social networks, including a clear vision for global holistic healing. I mean, if we're going to be unveiling, you know, pulling back the veil for not just the past history, what has actually happened, but also the future divine destiny, divine blueprint, emerging blueprint for a golden age, what that would look like. So we have a choice, you know, a well-informed choice, so we can get past the past and, you know, move forward, you know, with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions. I mean, it would make sense that we would want to, you know better, you know, with pure intention to know better, so, you know, we can do better. And this principle was actually, of the urgency of the hour, was referenced by Tom Paine, you know, citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense That Sparked the American Revolution, when he said, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. So, what are the first principles in our global village today? That's an exact parallel to the first principles of representative self-government that sparked the American Revolution and was fulfilled with the Constitution of the United States and core constitutional freedoms that, yeah, have been largely trampled on in many regards up to the present day, but where is it going? You know, what's the potential future? What's the opportunity? You know, how do we basically claim free will, freedom, you know, free will choice to create, co-create, or otherwise manifest the future that we want? So, due to the exponential rate of change with the current global rate of change, with this instant everywhere interactive capabilities that are speeding things up immensely with the unveiling of the truth about the deep state, of unelected powers that be in social, political, and economic institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which, you know, the Constitution was created. They're not accountable to, of, by, and for the people. They're accountable to their own special interests, whether that be the military-industrial complex or the Zionist cabal of influence in the Federal Reserve Bank or in the media or other organizations, including non-governmental organizations that are financed, like through Soros, to influence the elections and what's happened in the demonstrations since the elections. We've got a lot of dynamics going on here that requires, you might say, an understanding and agreement on terms for personal and planetary cooperation, you know, as in win-win, you know, the most optimal optimal possible level of transparent representative meritocracy that combines the best practices for mass enlightenment, including the capability of interactive social networking tools and processes for culturing social conscience in our global social networks. So one of my top 10 favorite books is a book called Jesus Speaks, Love Without End by Glenda Green. And some of you that are familiar with that book, I've referenced it over the years. It's one of the most amazing books, and the story of it is of how Jesus basically came, and the story behind this is just amazing. And I'm not into woo-woo that much, but this book and the science and the truth and the spirituality that comes through it is just unreal. And there's a quote from Jesus in this book where Jesus says, humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny and will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. And this is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented and the choices will be made. Now, this is, you might say, a challenge, but it's really an affirmation of a universal principle whereby, you know, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. We obviously having different options for freedom and opportunity globally now with the internet that are unprecedented, and we can fulfill that opportunity and that freedom to create virtually a golden age on Earth. We have the capability. So remember, there are no human solutions to human problems. And what I mean by that, there's only divine solutions to human problems, because human solutions usually compound human problems. And in other words, we can't solve our problems with the same consciousness that created them. We must come up higher in frequency in terms of the Holy Spirit of love and action frequently. So the frequency of the Holy Spirit of love and action, you know, the upward spiral, the evolutionary ascent process, this is the primary benefit of HeartWare as the universal interface for global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale by way of our social networks. And I'm going to be going into this now. This is a review for some of you. Again, since the first of the year, these are highlights, keynotes that I'm referencing. And, for example, witness the natural evolution of computing from the emphasis on hardware, you know, IBM, to software, Microsoft, to NetWare, which was Netscape, and now to HeartWare, as featured in Emerging Blueprint for the Golden Age. And there's a link, again, in the show information with this article. There's a link, Emerging Blueprint for the Golden Age, which is to 12 articles with videos, lots of videos, dozens of embedded videos. So the next phase of the computer internet revolution will thus link the light of billions of netizens, you know, global citizens, with a universal interface for global interaction that recycles general knowledge in the way that empowers wisdom of the heart. Now, this is the rise of the divine feminine, which is chapter 6 of Emerging Blueprint. The wisdom of the heart, the rise of the divine feminine, this is what's in process worldwide with this understanding of HeartWare, heart coherence as a standard of interaction for mass-to-mass communications. And there are numerous articles that explain that, links in detail, because we're really talking about a rise of those divine feminine energies, the check and balance, the patriarchal policies on war steroids that we're seeing in the world, in the Middle East, in Syria, etc. The best defense against that insanity is the good offense, you might say. Rise of the divine feminine, you know, to check and balance, you know, the shadow aspects of the masculine principle. So consider, and then again, this is kind of the energetics of what's going on right now with Mars and Venus being in Aries, and the energies of the masculine energies of Aries, and of course the feminine energies of Venus. There's you might say a creative tension that's been going on in the ethers, astrology, psychology, or quantum field, however you want to understand it. But this is a very unique thing that's going on with the computer internet revolution worldwide. As you might say, an extension of the web of life or the web of light. You know, as Chief Seattle said, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. And he was referring to the web of life. But the World Wide Web, it's the same thing. You know, what we do to the World Wide Web, we do to ourselves. So consider how the computer became the network of computers, you know, the mother of all networks with the Internet, which is considered Web 1.0. And then we saw Web 2.0 evolve with interactive social media platforms, you know, like Facebook and LinkedIn and other social media platforms. And with Web 3.0, we'll center and connect with the coherence factor, the heart of smart, you might say, to raise the standard of the divine feminine and check and balance, again, inordinate masculine energies, you know, that are violent and need checked and balanced. So in Emerging Blueprint, you know, the book I've referenced, you can see how Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, and there's a link to that going into great detail to understand that, how that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with CART coherent standards for mind congruent telecom, emphasizing the TLC and telecom, because heart coherence is the universal standard. And the understanding of that universal standard is an understanding of the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, that is, you might say, the glue that holds the fabric of the fractal order of the holographic universe together. It's the coherence factor. That's why golden ratio and all its aspects, whether it be the rhythm of the heart when you're in the frequency of holy compassion and joy, or whether you're talking about golden ratio in terms of a balanced principle throughout all nature and through beautiful architecture and design, it's a principle that represents beauty in the order of the universe, the spiritual geometry, etc. So in the book Emerging Blueprint, you can see how Web 3.0 hardware cyberethics will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. And more on heart coherence, it's actually nature's biomimicry model for mind congruence. I mean, there's, you know, the key to mind congruence is heart coherence. This, their science has revealed this, you might say, as the high-touch key to high-tech, which will define, refine, and shine the language of light as consciousness for enlightened net reality. So I could go more into Emerging Blueprint and what will happen as a whole systems upgrade of internet infrastructure will naturally culture social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. And as that happens, our net reality matures, cognitive dissonance dissipates, deceptive disinformation diminishes, and dimwit dysfunction disappears. Now, that's the end of the world for duh, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless, as we have known it. And we can laugh about it, but, you know, everyone struggles with duh in their own way. And as we interact on a mass-to-mass scale with light language and love coordinates, and this is the love model, geometric order divinity model, those coordinates for cooperative co-creation communications will be the genesis of general enlightenment, as is directed, corrected, and perfected with Universal Principles for Capstone Conscience. Capstone, the CAP and Capstone is emphasized as the creative ascent process. Creative ascent process, cap and capstone. Capstone conscience, you know, assembling the components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. This is the path to wisdom with the gold standard for education of the heart of conscience, by way of common, universal, natural law of the one, the language of love in universal archetypal frames of reference. So, again, we're looking at a huge change going on in global social networks. It's social conscience is maturing rapidly with now 1.8 billion users of Facebook alone. And a new order of net reality is emerging with accelerated global enlightenment. Like flipping on a light switch in a darkened room, the instant everywhere and interactive internet has enlightened our world so fast that billions of global netizens are reeling from the accelerated rate of global change, wondering where it's going. So Emerging Blueprint is a testament to a new common sense that is morphing the matrix of the family of mankind as an all-connected whole, you know, our new net reality of the global mind. The U.S. founder's vision of unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, is now going global for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. It's a global phenomenon now. It's fulfilling what the U.S. founders began worldwide. This is the capability. This is the tools and processes that are available. The technology is installed and operational. You know, this show is you know, about ready to pull back the curtains. And this drama of transcending global transformation, transcending the old paradigm, and creating a whole new model metaphor for conscious evolution, evolutionary ascent. This is the big drama it's in process, and this is the elephant in the room, the most important yet unreported geopolitical news in mainstream media. I mean, if you think about it, even the ongoing media circus over Trump, the Syria conflict, and global economic reset is, by comparison, a massive distraction from the whole system solutions that will quickly balance the scales of justice to the extent we wake up, wise up, and rise up with conscientious common sense. And as Thomas Jefferson said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. And that's what's going on. There's a general enlightenment that's going mainstream worldwide. The new mainstream media is not the boob tube. It's the internet and independent sources on the internet that are independent from the corruption of the past. And that's again, not going to be reported on the evening news because we're talking about what's left of the evening news and the boob tube. Most of it is corporate media that has been co-opted by forces that are more into mind control than mind liberation. And people worldwide are aware of that now. They're looking for the solution. I mean, this is the time, if there ever was a time, to look to where it's going and how to get there and to make it so, make it happen. So turning on the light switch, you might say, flipping the switch of enlightenment, general enlightenment, will happen very quickly with this vision of how to make it so. And this turning on the light switch is being open to intuition, to inspiration, and to a practical blueprint for global enlightenment, easier and faster, how to make it so. So more than just a path to global peace and prosperity, Emerging Blueprint is a guidebook for global healing with free online holistic healthcare tools and processes for billions of global netizens. This is Chapter 7 of Global Telecare and Emerging Blueprint. And both Global Telecare and Global Telecom are unique TLC expressions of heartware, you know, the alpha to omega TLC of the spirit that matters. And the vision alone, you know, all one, alone, of this TLC has a powerful self-evident value as a unique currency of self-evident virtue for self-elevating victory, social conscience as a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, the new currency for the next economy will be a function of the currency of conscience. So these conscious evolution revelations that were coming, that are coming through fast and furious from many sources with the free and open internet, they're following a natural trajectory from cyberspace to inner space as net reality upgrades from the internet to the inner net, the quantum field web of light that is now maturing with effective sensory perception in the global mind. This is chapter 12 of Emerging Blueprint. And when I say effective sensory perception, that's like ESP, but there's nothing extra about effective sensory perception when you've got it. And when you're aware of this unique dynamic that's going on in the global mind, as I explain in chapter 12 of Emerging Blueprint. So Emerging Blueprint explores the last frontier of inner space and the dimensional nature of paradigm shift to equitable balance in the hemispheres of west and east and from left brain to right brain, the personal planetary holodeck of the global mind. Again, this is chapter 12, goes into this. So the big shift of the ages is upon us. Since the first of the year, there's that other e-book that I referenced with 14 chapters, 14 articles with embedded videos, the big shift since the first of the year. If you want to read up on that, there's more background insight and outlook for understanding the overview. And I personally believe there's nothing more valuable at this time than this vision of virtue and valor for the victory of our conscientious evolutionary ascent, you know, the ascension process. So Emergent Blueprint, you know, I've developed it as, you know, to be valuable, essential reading for prescient homeschoolers and inspired cultural creatives. And cultural creatives are approximately the 1 to 3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of social networking. And this is basically what Emerging Blueprint is written for, not for the you know, lowest common denominator masses, but the highest common denominator cultural creatives who will get the vision and share it and step it down for their spheres of influence. Again, the 20%, those spheres of influence of cultural creatives is the 20% who do 80% of social networking. And that's the world we live in, you know, the ubiquitous social networks globally, worldwide, that's how the global mind is maturing. So the leaders of tomorrow will be enlightened communicators, and hardware cyber ethics will optimize consensus for a meritocracy that highlights the best and brightest representation of social conscience. So seize the vision. How global netizens can network for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality that is self-organizing, self-learning, and self-healing for self-elevating salvation or sovereignty, you might say, as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Be the future you want to see by networking the blueprint free. So care enough to share this vision and enjoy the video that I've provided with this article that is basically a larger orientation to March Equinox 2017. So again, Monday I'll have that episode information up, and the link will to this video actually is up now at HeartCom Network. You can watch that video. And I hope it makes your day and gives you a sense of how special this equinox is. It's March Equinox 2017. So thanks for listening. Hold fast to the vision of our ascension and claim the victory of virtue and valor that sees the good to make it so. And happy trails until we meet again. And I will see you here in another couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.